from that part of the country called that, called a croaker sack.
A croaker sack?
You ever heard of that?
I've heard it. They just call it toe sack over here, T-O-E-S-A-C-K.
You don't run into that much where I'm from.
Well, old toe sack is with cow, you get your cow meal. You go down to one of these stores and sell cow feed. You always get cow feed and toe sack. So, you save your toe sacks.
We're talking about sacks and all that. What would you call the thing that the grocer puts all of your groceries in when you go to the supermarket?
Basket.
A basket or maybe something you carry in both arms like this?
Well,
you know, when you're checking out.
Yeah, when you're checking out. Well, you have a cart. Here they have a cart, and the cart is full of groceries. It's a cart with wheels on, just kind of pushing around.
What about those the things that are made out of paper that you put your groceries in? You call that a paper
plastic sack?
You ever heard people talk about it? Did they ever call something like that a paper bag?
No, a paper bag is like that. You put some books in it. That's a paper bag.
Did anybody ever call that a paper sack?
Well, paper bag. Bag or paper sack, either one.
Bag.
That's paper. But a plastic. Now, you buy vegetables, you get these grocery stores all have these plastic containers, and they unroll it. You unroll it and check the thing off, and you can see what you got. I mean, you check out right there, look in. Without opening it up, they can see what you got. They'll use a red.
Would it be possible to call instead of a tote sack, say a tote bag?
I don't know. I never had a red color. They call them burlap also.
Burlap.
Okay.
And you mentioned watermelon. Do you grow any other kind of melons around here besides watermelon?
Cantaloupes, pretty much. Grow a lot of cantaloupes. A cantaloupe, though, is a desert vegetable. You go out west of here and you see them going wild. Right there in the desert.
Do the watermelons around here come in different color dishes?
They do. They have some of them are red, a few of them are yellow. But you don't see too many of the yellow ones. Most of them are red.
One thing I've been trying to find out is whether you can tell what color meat watermelon has without cutting into it.
There's a certain type of, you know, watermelon yellow. It's got a bunch of stripes on it. They call them rattlesnake melons. And it's, but not all the stripe melons that way. Some of the stripe melons are red. But if the stripes are up and down, if the stripes are up and down, it go, that's a yellow meat melon. He showed up when I'm working. I tell you that little boy is a
work.
He works for the city, picks up trash. And that's the
special this time of year.